And then Jarbell walked into the room and said, "Who picked the peck of pickled peppers? Was it you, Jimmy?" Jimmy, he didn't know what to say. He had a nickel in his back pocket, but he wasn't going to give it up just to anybody. He could only give it to somebody who really needed it, who really wanted it, who really had a good use for it. But nobody did. They just wanted the nickel because it was a nickel. It was going to add to their collection of other money that they had. Not to use it for anything special, but just to have it. Well, that wasn't good enough. He wanted them to use the nickel for something that they could use. So he went over to his buddy's house and said, "If you can say pickled peppers 14 times in a row without stuttering, I'll give you this nickel." And the kid said, okay, I'll do it. So he started out. Pickle pep, right off the bat, he couldn't do it. Well, canceled him out. So he went to his other friends and did the same thing. All of his friends, not one could actually say pickled peppers 15 times, 20 times in a row. It just couldn't be done. They'd always get to like maybe, let's just say he told them, do it 15 times. And on the 14th time they go, and the they'd always mess up. Well, he couldn't help it. He wanted to give them that nickel so that they could use it for something worthwhile, some good reason to have that nickel. But nobody could win it. Nobody could get it. I guess it's because that's just the way it was. If you needed it, you would have been able to do it. If you really had a good use for it, you would have been able to say pickled peppers 20 times in a row without any mistakes whatsoever. Well, that's just the way it was, and that's all he could do. So he put the nickel back in his pocket again and walked on down the road, and he thought, "I'm going to go into that store and see what I can get for this nickel. This particular nickel is not an ordinary nickel. It's an oversized nickel. It was like a, what you might call a reject, but valuable, because it was actually worth at least $1,100, so he's been told." Of course, they could have been kidding him, but he assumed they were honest and told him the truth. So that's just what he did. He went down to the store and showed him the nickel. It was a little oversized, and they did question it. But when they checked in their coin book, $1,100? They thought, what would you like for your nickel? The guy behind the counter said. "Well, I don't know," said the little boy. "I don't have any real need for anything. I think I'll just keep my nickel and spend it somewhere else." Ooh, that made the guy behind the counter furious. No. "You're going to spend that nickel here. It's only a nickel. You can do it. You know, it doesn't even look real anyway, but I'll take it. You want here? How would you like that candy bar there?" And the little boy thought, "You know, it's really worth $1,100. He's trying to buffalo me. He's trying to kid me. He's trying to get that nickel for himself. That's what he's trying to do. I don't want that to happen." So he said, no, that's okay. I'll just go spend my nickel somewhere else." Ooh, that wouldn't make that clerk very happy at all. So he had no choice. He had to let him go and carry that big nickel in his pocket. Right out the door he went. And that clerk just stared at him all the way. Right out the door, he watched him go. And right down the street. $1,100 for that nickel, he thought. Ooh, that's a lot of money. I could buy a lot of things with that. But what do I really need? What do I really want? That's what he said. What do I really need? He couldn't think of anything. He couldn't think of one thing that he actually needed. He thought, "You know what? I don't even need this nickel. I don't need anything. I don't need any new clothes. I don't need to eat anything right now. I don't need anything. I can't even think of anything that I would need." So he took the nickel out and he put it down one of those little rocks right by the waterfall. You know how they have these waterfalls in front of these businesses? Right, like especially one of those little fast food places. The waterfall was pouring water all over these little rocks. And he put that nickel on the rocks and walked away. And he just let it sit there. He just walked away. He just let it sit. He had no purpose, no need for it. He just walked away. He thought, "If I really needed it, I would keep it. If I really needed something, I would have kept it. But I'm just going to just let it go. I don't need it." and he just walked away. He just kept walking and looked back once and thought, yeah, don't need it. Sorry, don't want it. He just kept walking. It was worth $1,100, but he just let it go and just kept walking away. He just kept walking away. Just kept walking. Just kept walking. Just kept walking away. Just kept walking. 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 Walking.